Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life is celebrating its 30th year of ministry this year, 30 years of transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. New Life Live is dedicated to helping you in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Well, hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Really glad you're with us here today on New Life. And I am in the studio here, and Chris Williams is in the studio there right along with Dr. Sherry Keffer. Hi, guys.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, Steve. It's great to be with you, too.
Well, it's great to be with you. And if anybody wants to be with us, here is a simple way to do it. You just call us at 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. And guys, I head off tomorrow to D.C., and on Friday, we have sold all the places out. I think that, well, there may be two people left at this workshop on intimacy and marriage, but we've got one coming up in September. And so anybody that wants to get in soon, because it really is pretty dramatic what happens there, and we want to help you in any way that we can. If you want more information on it, you can go to newlife.com, or you can call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. But to be with us on the program today, you can do exactly what Kathy has done from San Jose. She called 1-800-229-3000. We're going to talk to her right now. Kathy, you are on with Chris Williams, Dr. Sherry Keffer, Steve Arterburn. Welcome to New Life Live. How you doing?
I'm okay.
Okay, good. That's better than not being okay. Even though I think we're about to hear some things that aren't okay, right?
Right.
Okay. How can we help?
My question is, I have a 16, almost 17-year-old daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Who's usually a very good girl.
Yeah.
No, not perfect, but she's a good kid.
Mm-hmm.
She's born again. Her
good.
Friends are too.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a party at a friend's house. The parents came home. There was alcohol. My daughter wasn't wasted like some of the other kids.
Yeah.
She did drink some alcohol. She told me she drank two shots. I guess they were playing beer pong and some other things.
Yeah.
And the parents came home, called me, called a bunch of the other parents, said, got your kid here. They're having a party.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
They did say that she and two other kids were the only ones that didn't say, no, don't call my mom, and helped clean up and were respectful and humble and said, I'm sorry, I messed up.
Okay. So what's the question for us?
Consequences I should give her
and
suggestions.
Okay. Really great question there, because a lot of people would be rejoicing in certain things, and that would lower the bar of expectation for her, you know, that she didn't get arrested or she didn't get drunk or drive drunk and all of that. But what you want is you want an authentic relationship where there's a connection between mom and daughter, even when she goes against your wishes. So I'm going to start with you, Sherry. What do you think would be an approach that could bring them closer together rather than cause this to be the beginning of a big split or fracture between their relationship?
Yeah,
can I add one thing?
Sure.
Yes, please.
She also put Snapchat on her phone, which she did years ago. And we told her, no, that is not an app we want you to have. And I found out that she had it on her phone.
Okay.
So she could talk to somebody.
All right. I want you to hold on. We're going to go to a break. We'll take care of this. We'll deal with this right after this. I bet some of you have some 16-year-old kids. And they've done some things that you didn't like. Maybe how you handled it pulled you closer together. Maybe it did not. Well, we're going to try to provide something that could be appropriate and healing and connecting. Right after this, for more New Life Live.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opioid addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Really glad you've joined us today. If you want to be on the program, you can call us at 1-800-229-3000, just like Kathy has, 1-800-229-3000. Sherry, I've turned it over to you, but while we were listening to the break there, I just had a thought. I just wonder what would happen if rather than start talking, you started asking her what was it like that night that led you to do something that you know we wouldn't approve of, that would get you in trouble. I don't know. Would that, Sherry, you think that'd be a good start? What do you think?
I think that'd be a great question, Steve, because then you're really kind of exploring. You're approaching it with openness to try to understand what was going on. And did they know that that was going to happen? Did you know that your friends were going to drink? Did it happen spontaneously? Mm-hmm. How did that come into being, right? Just to get some context.
I did ask those questions, and she said it was peer pressure.
Mm-hmm.
They were all doing it. No, she did not know that they were going to have alcohol.
Yeah.
And she was even curious where they got it.
Yeah, peer pressure at that age is so powerful, right? 16. And at that age, teenagers are saying, give me my freedom and I'll show you I'm responsible. And parents are saying, well, you need to show us you're responsible and we'll give you freedom. So those two concepts collide. And this is one of those situations where that would happen. So I think it would be appropriate. And Steve mentioned earlier about your relationship with your daughter and making sure that you guys stay authentic and connected. I would also pull in dad, because I think these are conversations that are meant to have both parents. There's just a different tone, right, when mom and dad are sitting in the room rather than mom trying to parcel out the consequences. And I'm not sure how you work it with your husband, but I definitely would be a united front on that and to sit down with her. But really, I think I would approach it from a trust perspective. It's okay after situations like this to explain, I know you're growing, and I know that you're wanting us to give you more trust, and you want us to give you more freedom, and we want to see your responsibility with that. We want to grow in trust. But this is one of those opportunities where you can parcel out your trust. You can say, this is one of those things that we have to pull back trust a bit until you're able to show us that you can be responsible. Even with peer pressure, right? Because, honey, it's illegal. This is not a question of right or wrong. It's clearly wrong. It was illegal. And so I get where you're at with peer pressure, but we want you to learn how to make choices even when there are illegal opportunities that you're being presented with.
Chris, you have a thought here?
Yeah, my thought is that parent to wisdom, not just morality. And so what I mean by this is that oftentimes when we have a fear reaction to our children's behavior, we sort of react in the moment and trying to control the behavior or the morality of the situation. And not that that's not necessary at times. But the greater objective here, the greater goal, is to point to wisdom. And I think that this, in many instances that she'll encounter throughout her entire teenage years, is an opportunity to talk through why these things exist. Why is it a concern? Why, you know, what is going on inside of you? And those deeper processes as she's trying to figure out adolescence, how to be a woman in today's world, how to navigate friendships, and how to navigate decisions where there is right and wrong placed in front of her. And so it is critically important to keep those conversations open, as was what was mentioned, to be empathetic, to understand, to listen to her, but also being able to speak into it and help her process through these.
Okay. Now, I have an amazing daughter who is 27 and went through high school, no drinking, not a sip, no drug, nothing in Laguna Beach High School, if you can imagine that. And so here's what I think was helpful. She had character, she made good decisions, and I gave her a really good excuse to say no. Maybe your daughter needs a little bit of help. If I were you, I would talk to your husband about this. Honey, the next time you're tempted to do this, you need to say to your friends, I have some really weird parents. And they want to give me a car so I can drive when I go to college. They want to fund my schooling for me. They want to help me there. They want me to have a lot of stuff. And if I ever get caught drinking again, I don't get that stuff. So they're going, I would love to do this with you guys. You're so fortunate to have parents that don't mind you drinking underage, but I have these weird parents and a lot of stuff. The way I calculate it, if I drink again and get caught, it's going to cost me about $350,000. So with tuition, car, gas, stuff like that, support from them. So I'm not going to do it. What do you think of that approach?
Yeah, we were going over some options that she could say if that happens again.
Yeah.
It's radical, but it really, she does need something like that to hold on to.
Yeah, it's really helping her learn how to use no, right,
as a
complete sentence. Because when it comes down to sexuality, she will be pressured. Right? She's going to be pressured sexually.
Right.
She's going to be pressured in college to drink again. But helping her figure out how to say no, especially when she fears she's going to be made fun of, mocked, maybe even excluded, maybe not invited to the next party. I mean, there's a lot of consequences to standing strong. There's a lot of consequences. And so I got to tell you, got to be honest, I really love the fact that you guys care enough to have a dialogue with her. I grew up in a home where we didn't have this kind of interaction. And I did experiment with drinking. And I did do some things that I regret. And I didn't have parents that pressed in. And so just the fact that you guys are doing that, it speaks volumes to me. You know, because it's really doing it without trying to control. There's some parents that I think would react and go, you can never go to another party, right? That's extreme control. You don't want to do that because it might just hide. But so I'm just proud of you guys. Thank you for stepping in and stepping up and not being afraid.
Yeah, I'm really glad that you called. I'm going to send you this wonderful resource. It's Mylon and Kay's book, How We Love Our Kids. And I think it's going to help you there. Another great, really, really great resource is Parenting with Love and Logic. Really love that. So, please get a copy of that also. 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. That is the phone number. And I really hope and pray that if you want a little bit of wisdom here, we're in the studio for 3 hours today, 1-800-229-3000. All right, let's go with Marie over here. And I believe she's calling us all the way from Denver, Colorado. Hi, Marie. Welcome to New Life. How you doing?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm going through some struggles. I'm in a long-term marriage. We've been married for about 35 years. And over the course of probably 10 or 12 years, my husband has been involved in infidelity, in an affair, that it's been very, very difficult. He tells me, "Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm never going to, it was wrong. I'm going to stop." But then over the course of 10 years, he keeps on, you know, I keep on finding things. He keeps on going back. He keeps on talking to this woman. And God has put into my heart, it really hard, because it's easier for, probably it could be easier for me to leave than to stay because of the pain. But God has put in my heart that I really need to fight for my family, that this is something that the goal of the enemy is to destroy our family, and that I need to fight for my family
Okay, so what's the question for us? What's the question for us?
Well, how do I continue? It's very difficult for me. Every morning I wake up and it's hard to continue on. I have no trust. It's just a heavy burden on my heart. But I believe that I need to stay.
Mm-hmm. Well, what if I were to challenge you that it was easier for you to stay than leave?
What do you mean?
Well, I just wonder if when you say, "I think it would be easier for me to leave than stay," my suspicion is it's easier for you to stay than leave. And here's the point. We've got a marriage we want to save here, right?
Right.
And if he doesn't know that you might leave and that you're going to maintain status quo no matter what he does, he may never, ever take a look at what he's doing to you. So sometimes to save something, we have to give it up. Sometimes to stay, you have to be willing to leave, and the person has to know that. Chris, start us off here. What are you thinking?
Yeah, when you said that God has put in your heart to fight for your family, I want to tell you very clearly that God has put something else in your heart from the day that you were conceived, and that is, Marie, you are invaluable, that you are made in God's image, and you are of immeasurable worth. And that worth is worthy to be faithful to in marriage. That's how God designed it. That's how he created it. And God does fight for marriage, but he also understands, as Jesus makes it clear, that infidelity and marriage do not fundamentally work together, because you are not designed to be mistreated that way. You are not designed to be betrayed that way. And so I believe that the first fight is the fight for your heart, is the fight that you are worth it, that your marriage is worth it, that you will not put up and not for a millisecond stand for this continual cycle to continue and for you to be damaged over and over and over again. That's God's will for your life to start off with.
So the approach you've taken so far, he says things that you want to hear, things settle down, and then when he's no longer in your face, he returns to the scene of the crime, right?
That is correct.
So, time to do something different.
So what are you afraid of, Marie? What are you afraid of in light of confronting him, in light of drawing a line in the sand? What happens to you when you try to do that, when you try to set a boundary?
You know, I guess, the defenses go up on his part, obviously, and I don't conflict. I don't really care for conflict, so that's my weakness.
And how was it in your family growing up? It wasn't safe, was it? It wasn't safe to have a voice. It wasn't safe to push back.
Actually, I grew up in a great home with my parents. Long-term marriage never had that kind of conflict.
Okay. Forgive me. Yeah. So guess what this is about? This is about the opposite. This is about your expectations that it's going to work out, and that's a fallacy. You're believing your marriage should look like your parents, but it's the opposite of theirs. It can never, ever, ever be like their marriage until you begin to draw a line in the sand and place a boundary that expects him to stop betraying you. Because right now, there's a revolving door that is allowing him to come and go at his leisure, to be sexual with somebody else, and then to come back and be with you and be with his kids and have his whole life and persona look okay to the world when you're dying on the inside.
We're going to take a break and come right back.
I did come into the weekend with an expectation to sort out probably something that couldn't be fixed.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C., July 20th to the 22nd.
There is a third person in our marriage, and it's not Jesus. It's a voice that is harsh, and it's put a wall between us.
Join Steve Arterburn.
I'm going to be talking about 7 different secrets from the Mediterranean. You do these, and they lead you to a life of passion and meaning and romance and deep, intimate connection.
And Mylon and Kay Yurkovich.
We're going to be talking about the emotional, sexual, and relational journey that all couples go on over the course of a lifetime together.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
I really feel like we have somewhere to go and a future, and we have hope.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man, and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me, and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
All right, we're back, and Marie, we're trying to get you to look at this from a little different perspective, and I want Sherry and Chris to tell you how you can fight for your marriage rather than just maintain the status quo, because we'd like to see this marriage win. And for you to have the marriage you deserve. So let's start with you, Chris. What do you think?
Well, I don't know what you have done so far, Marie, but I would really put a line in the sand, and that is, if he wants to be with you, he has to get into recovery for this. Whether that be Every Man's Battle, you going to Restored, and getting into couples counseling, but the behavior has to stop. And if it continues, you're out, including that you put a family attorney in your back pocket.
Have you ever told him he has to get help?
Yes.
What did he do?
I guess I'm doing this all wrong because he hasn't. He promises to me certain things, but he never does. He never does action to correct it.
And this is what you tell him. I will no longer believe your words. I will only believe your actions.
Okay.
Now, are you willing to say to him, you either get help or we're done. It's over.
I'm at that point. I guess when you asked, what am I scared of? And I don't want this to end in divorce.
Well, that what we're trying to do is to get it not to end in divorce.
But
if he's already divorced you and he doesn't want to face the financial consequences of it, you need to be able to deal with that reality. Okay, yeah, go ahead, Sherry. Sorry about that.
I want to give you a little bit of spiritual ammunition because I hear you holding on and saying, the Lord wants me to fight. But I think that this verse is going to help you hear God's heart on the issue. It's in Proverbs, but I want to read it to you. It says, there's six things that the Lord hates. No, seven things that he detests. Think how many of these, Marie, are happening in your home with your husband. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that kill the innocent, a heart that plots evil, feet that race to do wrong, a false witness who pours out lies, and a person who sows discord in the family. That's Proverbs 6. Now, can you see God's heart on the issue? God's not okay with this. So it requires you stepping in and doing what Chris said, trust his behavior, not his words. I wrote a chapter called No is a Complete Sentence. I want you to read that because you've got to define that your no, because he thinks your no is yes, and that's why he keeps doing it. And then you need to get into some help. You need some encouragement, some support, somebody just like Chris and Steve and I that just kind of help you get a path. And I love the fact you said, I think I'm kind of trying this a wrong way. And so somebody that can be really close to you while you're making strong choices and setting up these boundaries. So you've got ready help in your time of need. Don't try to do it alone. It's too much for us to do that.
Yeah, and let me tell you, we've laid this out to some other people before, and they've said to us, oh, I don't think you understand, or, oh, wait, you know, but you didn't say that. You made a bold move there. You said, I think I might be doing this wrong.
Yeah.
And I want you to build on that. I'll send you Sherry's book, Intimate Deception, and then I'm going to send you this book with Jason Martinkus, Worthy of Her Trust. You hand him that book, Worthy of Her Trust, and you say this, you need to figure out how to become worthy of my trust. And if you're not willing to get help, and here's the number, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, you go to the Everyman's Battle that's going to happen in August, or I think probably we don't have a future together. Are you willing to do it? If he says no, you then understand what you've been avoiding understanding. There's no place for you in his heart. But if he does it, everything could change for the two of you. Everything. Okay?
Okay.
But you sure need that person, that female counselor that can give you the strength and the energy and support to carry that through. Now, a lot of people would say, I think they're just wanting them to get a divorce. Absolutely not. This is one of those situations, I think, where a man's already divorced his wife, but he doesn't want to split up the money and the assets. Why else? 30 years, and he's going right back to the person.
And a situation where a wife is tolerating the intolerable, right? Mm-hmm. That's enabling, and that doesn't let us fight for a family. That just allows sin to continue. So, you know, fighting means drawing lines. Fighting means no. Fighting means this isn't okay.
And I want to make it clear that when this behavior is in homes, it's contagious. The residue of this behavior gets on everyone else, and it produces anxiety and depression and disconnection. That's not fighting for our families.
Yeah, you're right.
Very good point. 1-800-229-3000. Maybe you don't have a problem, but your mother-in-law does. Have her call us, 1-800-229-3000. No, mother-in-laws are great. But really, we want to help you. And here's a chance. 2.5 hours, we're here. And we've got some experience in helping people in the worst of situations. No shame, no blame. We just need to do the next right thing. We'll take a break, and we'll come right back for more of New Life Live.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the everyman's battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back, and one of the great privileges of this ministry is to ask people to support it so that we're not just the ones benefiting from all of this. You benefit because you're helping and you're part of it. Larry, talk to us about our financial situation here mid-July.
Okay, Steve, we're hurting this month, to be honest with you, in terms of financial support.
Okay, all right.
We've had a pretty good year, and then July hit, and it's like everybody went on vacation, and nobody's covering home. So I'm here to ask you if you would pause in the midst of everything else that's going on in your life today and give support. And I want to share a quick story on sacrificial giving. Robbie this morning in our staff devotions shared a phone call and an email that she had with a donor. She called to process a credit card number, get it corrected. And when she was talking to the guy, she asked him if we could be praying for him. And at that point, he got very choked up and began to share his story. And he actually sent an email to put it in writing. He had started a business 6 years ago when he was in his early 60s. And it was a retail business. It hasn't gone well. It was hurt by the internet. You know, their investment's gone. They might lose their home. You know, he's still working a regular job. It's just... And he was sharing how he didn't feel supported in his church, how he used to be real involved, but they stopped attending because of the business. And he just goes on about just how life was. But he said, when you asked if there was something you could pray about with us, it took my breath away. No one has said that to me in all the time we've been going through this, 6 years.
Wow.
Wow, that's a lot.
Then he got an unexpected check for $455, and it was to he and his wife personally. And he said, we felt so bad that our financial giving isn't what it used to be. When we received it, we said, we have to give this away, and I know it should go to New Life. I wanted you to know that when you asked about praying for us, there was a comfort that I haven't felt in a very long time. We pray for you at New Life. It's one of the most amazing ministries I've ever encountered. Let everyone know how much they mean to us. And so I just want to encourage folks, if this guy going through that kind of stuff was willing to give a gift that he could use probably in a lot of ways, but he gave it to New Life. A lot of you out there aren't having those tough times, and if you could just pause and make a gift that's one-tenth as sacrificial as this was to that guy, it would make a difference for New Life.
Well, I want to challenge folks to do something. If you've never given a sacrificial gift, and just see what happens. It changes a lot. It really does, versus just giving out of surplus. And we know it's going to go to help people. Scholarship fund, staying on radio, all those kinds of things. Our giving is up this year, but we are, as does happen, we're having a tough summer. Please come along and help us by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
And Sharon, I want to mention one thing. You know, he got a gift too, except his gift was priceless. Yeah. The fact that somebody asked him and hasn't asked him to pray, he walked away kind of with the better end of the stick, if you think about it. It's like, and I think God knew that. I think that's why God put it on his heart. God knew he needed that. God had even prepared Robbie to ask that question, but it ministered to his heart. So, and I think God works that way. You know, we give God, you know, we can't outgive God, and God gave him a gift today just in our support and prayers. And that's what we do here, right?
I want you to know, if he's listening, thank you to you and your wife for that. I hope that you're setting an example and some other people are going to say, I'm going to follow that example. I'll call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And so do it. Please. Do it.
And if you can be one of the six people that we are asking to be a part of Club New Life every day, new signups, do that too.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Larry. Thanks. Let's go to Nan, Washington, D.C., WAVA. What a great station she listens to. Hi there. How you doing, Nan?
I'm okay. How are you?
We're doing okay. What's going on in your life today?
My husband passed away in November of cancer. It was 19 months and 12 days from diagnosis to death.
Wow.
And I just am struggling with depression, being angry. I was suicidal. And I don't know how to deal with it.
Now, how old was he, and how old are you right now?
I'm 54, and he was 56.
Wow.
Oh, that's very tough. Very, very tough. And then let me ask you this.
I was the sick one, and he was the one that was going to live forever.
Yeah, okay. And then what kind of things have you done to deal with this? What kind of help have you gotten? Anything that you've done?
Well, I'm in counseling. I'm in grief group.
Okay.
I'm involved in a church that has been very supportive. It's the loneliness, the emptiness, the anger.
Sure, sure. Yeah, okay. So you want us to tell you some things that might be helpful?
Yes.
Okay. You know, my wife didn't die. She left me, and there were these wonderful couples that didn't want me to die and knew the pain I was in, and so they created this group called Couples and Steve, and it was just so I'd continue to have connection and relationship. And I'm wondering if you have any couples that you can still be around the way you were around them when he was alive, or is all that gone away?
No, I have couples that have, one couple especially that has pretty much adopted my son and I. My son is on the autism spectrum, and so there's a whole challenge there. But they kind of adopted us, and we do things with them, and I have widow friends that I do things with, and my social life has actually been really busy since he passed, just, you know, between all the appointments and everybody wants to go to lunch. And it's just once I come home and the emptiness, the loneliness.
Yeah. Okay. So, guys, what do you think she should do then? It's not a matter of lack of social connection. What's the work that needs to be done? What do you think? Let's start with you, Sherry.
Well, first off, I'm really sorry about your loss. because he's young. He was young. You didn't there see this coming. And with you being the one that tended to be more sickly and then having a special needs son, there's a lot of burden that he was helping to carry, that he was helping to support. He was your rock. And so I imagine that you're probably mad at God for taking this support away, for taking this rock away. And I want to tell you that you're right on course. Anger is a very normal part of losing something that we love deeply, that we need deeply. And anger underneath it, anger is kind of that hard surface, that thing that makes us feel less vulnerable. But underneath it, there's a ton of hurt, there's a ton of fear, and there's a ton of sadness. And so I bet you're struggling right now with some fear about how I'm going to do this. How am I going to be able to take care of myself? How am I going to be able to take care of my boy?
And, right.
And so that's where I would have you go. I want you to dig into your vulnerable heart. Don't be afraid of the anger, but like a rock that you pick up and look underneath it.
Yeah.
What's underneath it is fear and sadness. And I want you to get in touch with that. I want you to write about it. Write God a letter that says why you're sad, what you're afraid of. Share that in your grief group.
Mm-hmm. Chris, you have any thoughts here?
Yeah, I mean, great stuff. I just would add one thing, and that is as you're going through the dark cave of grief and loss and you're doing it well and getting the support and working through the emotions of it, hold on to hope. Too many times I know in my life, I forget that there's a heaven and it's real and it's God's going to make everything all right in the end. And this isn't some by and by pie in the sky belief, but there is in these times where there's these glimmers of hope that we just have to grip onto. And that is that we don't grieve without hope, as Paul tells us. We grieve, but we do it with a hope, and heaven is real, and those who I've worked with who have done it faithfully and worked through the grief process keep coming back to that over and over and over again. There is a reality after death, and we're all heading there, and it's going to be amazing.
You mentioned heaven is real. After my dad died, my mom and I went back to see that movie. It's called Heaven is Real, and I can't tell you what kind of hope I found in that movie because it made it more tangible to me. Like, I imagined seeing my dad again.
Ugh.
And that helped me. Didn't take away my hurt. It didn't take away my sadness, but it did instill the reality of what is yet to come.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to send you a copy of the book, Healing is a Choice. One of the great choices there. It's painful, but oh, does it ever heal? It's the choice to grieve. Once we grieve what was and what might have been, we can embrace what is, and then we can look to see what God has for us. 1-800-229-3000. Join us.
Last year after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
Every time we try to talk, it just turns into a fight. I am so tired of arguing.
I don't understand. God, why did you take him from me?
I don't want my kids to think of me as the angry dad. Why can't I control my temper?
I feel like he's more like my roommate than my husband. How did we become this distant? hate looking in the mirror. No matter what I try, nothing seems to work.
I just feel like my world is spinning out of control.
I feel so broken. Could God ever heal me?
Is it ever going to get better?
I feel like I'm drowning.
When will I learn to just breathe again?
It doesn't have to be this way. 48 hours can change your life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live. This is Terry McIntosh with a couple of things to be aware of. The first is Covenant Eyes, our partner in an internet filter for your computer. It's a great accountability tool that sends reports of your online activity to individuals that you choose. You can use it with your spouse, a friend, or accountability partner, and it provides reports of online activity on tablets, smartphones, and computers. You'll get your first 30 days free when you use the code NLM. Look for the Covenant Eyes link on the newlife.com website to get started. And if you want the most up-to-date information on New Life, you can follow New Life Ministries with Steve Arterburn on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You'll get special offers, connection, and encouragement. Now, Steve, back to you.
All right. Thank you, Terry. And I want to mention one more thing. Chris Williams is going to be joining us, going to Israel, and we're going to do it in March. We're going to go to Rome, and then we're going to go to Israel. If you've never been on a New Life trip, they really are quite amazing. And one of the reasons we do it, we love to get to know you better. People that do go tend to support us in a stronger way than ever. It really does help our ministry. But I'm telling you, we hear people say all the time, it didn't matter where we had been, the content, the teaching is always so powerful. And with Chris doing that, helping me out and some of the others, it's going to be good. You can find out about it at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. All right, let's go to one final call here, Daryl from Philadelphia. But if you want to join us, two more programs today, two more hours in the studio at 1-800-229-3000. All right, Daryl, how can we help you today? Daryl, are you there? Maybe Daryl needs to be... Yeah, Daryl, how you doing?
Good, good. Can you hear me?
Yes. I don't have a lot of time, but I wanted to get to your call. How can we help you?
Okay, so here's my question. What should I do? First of all, just a testimony. I signed up for your 30-day challenge 3 years ago. There mm-hmm. were four aspects of a sexual addiction that I had been practicing. And I signed up for the 30-day thing 3 years ago, and, you know, I've been 3 years abstinent on that, and just want to...
That's super.
That's so great.
That's incredible. Okay.
Thank you for sharing that. Maybe that's an encouragement for somebody else. What's the tough thing for you now, though?
All right, so I'll be real quick. I know you're busy. Just got married. okay. I've been seeing this wonderful woman for a very, 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 very long time.
Mm-hmm.
And... we're both 60-plus. We both have grown children. Two of my children are, they have some legal problems, so they're away for a while. One of my kids is doing okay. And she has a 45-year-old daughter and a grandson. This has been a long-distance relationship for a long time. She's a great lady. I'm a okay guy.
Okay. Ask us the question, then. How can we help you?
I'm all right.
How can we help?
Her daughter lost her driver's license in April, so her mother goes back. This is before we were married. She was staying with me for a little bit. Her mother goes back in April, and right now her mother drives her daughter to work daily and drives her for her nursing board appointments and a court appointment.
Okay, I need a question from you because I'm out of time. All right, what is it? Let's hear it.
What do I do? We got married a few weeks ago, and she's back helping her daughter in Michigan. I think she should be here with me.
Okay.
So, what do I do?
All right. Sherry, can we start with you? What do you think?
Well, Daryl, guess what just happened? Life.
Yeah.
Life. And so I think it's interesting, under the circumstance with the crisis, how the first place you go is me. And I know that's going to probably be hard for me to say and maybe harder for you to hear, but I want you to really look at that. I want you to look at that. Now, if this was a long-term situation that she gets caught up and 6, 8 months, 10 months later, a year, year and a half, then there's a problem. But I want you to really look at kind of what I would even say some possible entitlement, that we're married and you need to meet my needs. And if you can't do that, I'm already disrupted. I already am having a hard time supporting you. So it might be tough to hear my thought, but I just, with what you just told us about your sobriety, this could be a trigger, right? It could cause you to be triggered back into some frustration and anger and resentment. And I want to keep you really looking at your part and really having to face what's happening with your expectations right now.
So what would be a compassionate response from him?
Humility. I want you to try on some humility. It sounds like this, honey, I miss you. Mm-hmm. And I love that we're newlyweds, and I didn't expect this would happen. Can we talk on a regular basis, right? Can we stay connected? And I just want to know that this isn't going to go long term. I just want to know that this is kind of an intervention rather than a change of lifestyle. But I want to support you.
Yeah, and I would just, not to add too much to that, but one simple thing, and how can I help you? That's what I want you to add on to that, is you letting her know I'm here to also help you.
Okay. I hope that that's helpful, and it's a different approach, but I really do believe God would be honored in that approach. You may not be able to wrap this up quickly. You know, she may not. But showing an understanding of somebody that's been single, now you're married, here's the crisis, you want to come alongside her, boy, that really could change the dynamic there. I'm going to send you Take Your Life Back. I hope you like that. I'm glad to hear that you've developed a life of integrity, and I hope nothing will mess that up. Well, we've got a lot of great things going on here at New Life, and I've told you about our marriage intensive that starts Friday, and we've got another one in September. Every Man's Battle is every month, and this next month it's August the 3rd in Orange County, and that's in 2 weeks, September the 7th in Houston, October the 5th in D.C., and our Life Recovery Conference is October the 6th. And that's going to be in Irvine. We're going to love that. Dave Stoop and I'll do that. And Restore, Hope for a Woman's Heart, November the 9th. It's going to be a great, great experience over these next few months, watching people totally transform their lives. 30 years ago, we started this ministry, and we had three things in mind. Let's give people the true truth. Let's bring them together in redemptive relationship. And combine redemptive relationship with truth for complete and total transformation. And we're still doing it today. This week, I called one of our employees, Diane Gresham, and I said, Diane, 30 years you've been with New Life. And she's been handling our finances for 30 years, if you can imagine that. And they've been tough. And we've been through some very deep valleys, and we've had some great mountaintops. Our finances, thanks to the support of many of you, they're better. Our donations are up, but we're really struggling here this summer, and it can really hurt. Could you help us? Would you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE? And if you do that, I mean, I can send you a great little sampling of our video library that you get when you're part of Club New Life. And I'll send you 12 videos of things that you want to know about as our way of saying thank you. Gift of any amount, I'll send it to you. But for just $30 a month, if you join Club New Life, I'll send you 8 books. It's the Arterburn Wellness Series. Understanding and loving a person with alcoholism and drug addiction, depression, narcissistic personality disorder or narcissism, borderline personality disorder, post-traumatic stress disorder, so many things, depression. It's a great library, and you get access to the video library. Over 200 videos have been recorded. $30 a month, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. But come join us for this next radio program, 1-800-229-3000. We love you. We care about you. See you next time, right here on New Life Live.
Thanks for listening.
We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.